My brothers and sisters, we're here tonight at this holy hour that we have every week to pray for the hospitals around us, the sick and the dying and their families and those who care for them. And tonight we are celebrating this on the feast day of the Immaculate Conception. And we are joined by Father Mike Fort from the Dominican Shrine of St. Jude in Chicago, who has brought this beautiful and powerful relic of St. Jude to us. So thank you, Father Mike, for being here tonight. I think that this threefold aspect of tonight's hour of prayer should encourage all of us. Right, that we do so on the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. The remembering that from the very first moment of her being, Mary was body and soul completely holy, belonged to God completely, not only in soul and spirit, but in body too. And we are here especially to venerate this relic of St. Jude, a piece of his body, right? A piece of his arm bone that was just a few inches away from Christ in his earthly life. And we pray, as we do every week, for those who suffer in body, remembering that sickness and death is an affliction of the body, but that the body remains holy. The body of Mary was holy completely. The body of Saint Jude was holy as one who was redeemed, who is now in heaven, waiting that resurrection on the last day. And his body remains holy here in this fragment. That the bodies of those who are sick, who are suffering, who may be dying, they remain holy. Objects of love and devotion, no less so than Mary in her Immaculate Conception or Saint Jude. That when we ourselves are sick, at the end of our life, when we are dying, we are still called to be holy in body and in soul. Here, for a time, in this fleshly tent, waiting for the day when God will give us back our bodies glorified, made to be like Mary's, not because it was never sinned, but because it was redeemed. Made to be like St. Jude on that last and glorious day when all will be made manifest, when the resurrection of all the dead will be brought to bear. Brothers and sisters, tonight I know that you have sat through many liturgies and many preachings, so I will end with just that simple note. Remembering tonight the sanctity of the body because it was created by God, because it is joined to an eternal soul. And Mary, who is body in heaven, body and soul in heaven already, and St. Jude, who is waiting in heaven for us, and each of us, especially the sick, who we are called to love, especially us who are sick, who are called to be holy, that we all might be brought, body and soul, to the glory of our risen Lord Jesus Christ.